Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Brachin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Harry Brachin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz takes first base on ball four. Dyke moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokoz strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Burchin strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groth. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Groth steals second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to third. Hunter moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive towards third. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain bunts towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokos takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kokos. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Lawler settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Lawler. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Young reaches second base with a double. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0 for 2 in the game. Burchin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy bunts between the mound and first base. Burchin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mealy for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dyke. Rivera moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke is hit by the pitch. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fox is hit by the pitch. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Moss and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cocos hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.